Ever feel like you're kind of stuck, you know? Like on autopilot, doing the same stuff over and over again, even if you don't really want to be.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to dive into today. It's all about this book, Whose Program Are You Running? By Clive Segner.
Ooh, that's a good one. It really gets you thinking, doesn't it?
It does. It's all about the power of our subconscious minds.
Right, and how much they're actually controlling our lives, even if we don't realize it. Like Segner compares it to a computer, you know?
Oh, like the hard drive.
Exactly. Running all these programs in the background that we don't even see. Shaping our thoughts, our reactions, everything. And the crazy thing is, he says the subconscious makes up like 95% of our brain power.
95%. Whoa, so that leaves what, like only 5% for us to actually be aware of?
Pretty much. Makes you wonder who's really in charge, right?
It's kind of freaky when you think about it. So, where do these programs even come from in the first place?
Well, Segner says it all starts in childhood, like those first 7 years. It's when our brains are like sponges, soaking up everything around us.
Oh, like from our parents and stuff.
Exactly. They're like these mirrors showing us who we are and what we're capable of.
So basically, we're just programmed by our early experiences. That's I don't know, kind of depressing. Can we change any of that, or are we just stuck with it?
No, we can definitely change it. But the first step is recognizing those programs, becoming aware of them.
Right. Okay. So how do we do that?
Well, Segner uses this really powerful story in the book about a kid named Johnny.
Johnny.
Yeah. And he got punished for not washing his hands. And it just shows how these strong emotions, like fear or shame, can create these programs in our subconscious. And they can stick with us for years.
Wow, it's heavy. So once we recognize these programs, how do we actually change them? Like, I've heard of positive affirmations. Do those really work? Just repeating stuff to ourselves over and over again.
Well, it's not quite that simple. It's more than just saying the words,
Oh.
right?
Yeah, okay.
It's about really visualizing it, believing it, and most importantly, acting in line with those affirmations.
Okay, so thoughts and actions gotta go together.
Exactly. They got to work together to really make a change. And Segner talks about other stuff too, like hypnosis.
Hypnosis, that's a little out there.
Yeah, but it can help access the subconscious directly.
Yeah.
And he also talks about using like self-help recordings right before you go to sleep.
Oh, interesting. Like when your brain's all relaxed.
Yeah, exactly. But there's this other thing he mentions that's really interesting called Psych K.
Psych K? What's that?
It's like this whole brain integration thing.
Okay. You lost me there. What does that even mean?
Well, think of it like this. You have your left brain, which is all about logic and planning, and your right brain, which is the creative side.
Okay, yeah.
And Psych K is about getting those two sides to work together
Oh, so
better.
some will like on the same page.
Yeah, right. It's like creating a more harmonious balance. It uses muscle testing to figure out what beliefs are holding you back, and then uses these special techniques to help change them.
Wow, so it's kind of like rewiring your brain.
In a way, yeah. And Segner actually mentions this research with EEG brain scans.
EEG brain scan.
Yeah, they showed how Psych K can actually change the patterns in your brain. Like you can literally see it happening.
That's crazy. But if our brains are so easy to rewire, does that mean we're vulnerable to outside influences too? Like, could other people be messing with our subconscious?
That's a great question. And it leads us to another interesting thing Segner talks about, which is subliminal programming.
Subliminal programming, like secret messages and stuff.
Yeah, those messages that sneak past your conscious awareness and tap right into your emotions, like in advertising and stuff.
Like when you see a commercial and then suddenly you just have to have a certain kind of soda, even though you weren't even thinking about soda before.
Exactly. That's subliminal programming at work. It makes you wonder how much free will we really have, huh?
It's kind of scary when you think about it. So, how do we protect ourselves from that?
Awareness is key. The more we understand how it works, the better we can spot it and make conscious choices.
So it's about paying attention, being mindful of what we're letting into our minds.
Exactly. That's the first step to taking back control.
Okay, so we've got subliminal messaging out there, and we've got all these programs running in our subconscious. Is there anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, Segner also gets into some pretty interesting territory with reincarnation.
Reincarnation, like
Yeah.
past lives.
Yeah, he believes that our experiences from past lives can actually influence our present lives.
That's a lot to take in. Like, how could that even work?
Well, he tells this really fascinating story about this guy, Bruce Leininger, and his son, James. James started having these really vivid dreams about being a fighter pilot in World War II.
A fighter pilot.
Yeah, and he knew all these details about planes and battles that he couldn't have possibly known at his age.
Wow, that's kind of spooky.
It is. And the crazy thing is, a lot of what James was saying turned out to be true. They even found historical records that backed it up.
So you're saying he was actually remembering a past life?
Seidner believes so. And it just goes to show how much we still don't know about the subconscious mind and how it works.
It definitely makes you think. So if so much of our behavior is driven by all these programs we've been talking about, do we really have any control over our choices at all?
That's a big question, and it's one we're going to keep digging into in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so back to this whole subconscious thing. We were talking about how much it can be influenced, even without us realizing it. Kind of makes you wonder how much of what we do is really our own choice.
Yeah, Seidner talks about that a lot. Like, we might not have picked our initial programming, but we can become aware of it.
Yeah.
And then we can change it.
Okay, but how do we actually start taking control? We talked about positive affirmations before, but I'm not sure I'm sold on that. I mean, just saying stuff over and over, does that really work?
Well, think of it this way. Your subconscious is like a garden, right? Mm. And you get to choose what you plant there.
Okay, I kind of see where you're going with this.
Right, so affirmations are like planting seeds. Seeds of those beliefs you want to grow. But it's not enough to just plant them. You got to water them, give them sunlight, the whole deal.
So it's about more than just the words themselves.
Right. It's about taking action that matches those words. The more you do that, the more those positive beliefs become a part of you.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about, like, those really stubborn negative beliefs, the ones that just keep coming back no matter what you do?
Well, for those, you might need something stronger than just affirmations. Seidner suggests visualization, like really picturing yourself having those qualities you want or achieving those goals.
So you're creating like a mental picture for your subconscious to follow.
Exactly. And then there's hypnotherapy too. That can go even deeper, bypassing your conscious mind and getting straight to the subconscious.
Hypnotherapy. That always sounds a bit like mind control or something.
Nah, it's not like that. It's more like guiding you into a relaxed state where you're more open to suggestions. It's still you in control, but you're just accessing different parts of yourself.
Okay, interesting. But remember Psyche? We talked about that before. Seidner seems to think it's pretty powerful for changing those really ingrained beliefs. How's that work again?
Right, Psyche. So basically, it's based on this idea that beliefs are like energy patterns in our subconscious.
Energy patterns.
Yeah, and they can get stuck. And it uses muscle testing, like kinesiology, to figure out which beliefs are causing problems. And then it uses these special techniques to reprogram them.
So it's kind of like erasing the old program and putting in a new one.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it's not a quick fix. You know, it takes time and it's important to work with someone who knows what they're doing.
Okay, makes sense. So it's like upgrading your internal software, getting a better version.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And what's cool is that Psyche can work pretty quickly sometimes. Seidner has all these stories of people overcoming phobias, improving their relationships, even making big leaps in their careers.
That's amazing. It really makes you wonder what's possible if we could just unlock the full potential of our minds.
Right. So much untapped power in there. But remember how we were talking about outside influences on the subconscious?
Yeah, the subliminal messaging stuff. Still kind of creeps me out to think that someone could be messing with my mind without me knowing it.
It's definitely something to be aware of. And Seidner says it's everywhere, not just in advertising, but in music, movies, even the news. It's like this subtle form of persuasion that bypasses our logical thinking and goes straight for our emotions.
Yeah. So how do we protect ourselves? It feels like we're surrounded by this stuff.
Awareness is the first step. Pay attention to how you feel when you're watching a commercial or listening to a song. Notice anything that feels manipulative or plays on your fears.
So it's like listening to your gut feeling.
Yeah, if something feels off, it probably is. And remember, you always have the power to choose what you let into your mind.
That's true. I guess we do have the ultimate control. It's just about being more conscious of those choices.
Right. The more aware we are, the more power we have.
Mm.
Now, Seidner also goes into this other area that's kind of far out there.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Past lives.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. He thinks that experiences from our past lives can actually influence our present lives.
That's a tough one to wrap my head around.
It is.
Yeah.
But he shares this story about a guy named Bruce Leininger and his son James. Remember?
Oh, yeah. The fighter pilot kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jutton started having these super vivid dreams about being a fighter pilot in World War II. He knew all these details about planes and battles, stuff he couldn't possibly have known at his age.
And it turned out to be true.
A lot of it, yeah. There were even historical records to back it up.
Wow, that's pretty wild. Makes me
Wow.
wonder, doesn't it?
It does. So even if you're not sure if you believe in past lives, exploring those memories, maybe through hypnotherapy or something, could still be helpful.
Like a way to understand yourself better.
Exactly. It's about uncovering those hidden influences that might be affecting you now.
Interesting. It feels like Signer is really challenging us to think outside the box.
He is. He wants us to question everything we thought we knew about ourselves and about reality.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to take in, but it's also pretty exciting, right? Like, who knows what we might discover about ourselves?
Exactly. It's all about exploration and self-discovery. Now, want to hear more about what Signer has to say?
Definitely. Let's keep diving into this subconscious stuff. Wow, this deep dive into Signer's book has really been something else. It's amazing how much our subconscious minds are running the show, huh?
It really is. And it makes you think, if it's all these programs we didn't even choose, do we even have free will?
That's a big question, isn't it? But the good news is, Signer doesn't just leave us hanging with that. He actually gives us hope.
Right. He says that the first step to taking control is becoming aware of these programs. It's like shining a light on them, bringing them out into the open.
Yeah, like once you see them, you can finally start to question them, figure out if they're actually helping you or not.
Exactly. It's not about erasing the past. It's about becoming more conscious about who you are now and who you want to be.
Okay, I get that. So it's like we're not victims of our past. We can actually change things.
Absolutely. Signer says we have to shift from a victim mindset to a creator mindset. Instead of thinking, this is just how I am, we can ask ourselves, how can I change this?
That's a powerful shift. But we've talked about a lot of techniques like affirmations and visualizations and even hypnotherapy. Is there anything simpler we can do day to day to make a difference?
There are actually a lot of simple things you can do. One that Signer really emphasizes is mindfulness. Just paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Oh, like noticing those automatic reactions and negative thoughts that pop up.
Yeah. Mindfulness helps you create space between those thoughts and your reactions. It's like hitting the pause button on the old program so you can choose a different response.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's about being more present and aware, not just reacting mindlessly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another simple but really powerful thing is gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for actually trains your mind to look for the positive.
So you're basically feeding your subconscious with good stuff instead of dwelling on the negative.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean ignoring problems. It just means choosing to focus on the good things too.
Okay, so it's a deliberate choice to shift your attention. Makes sense.
Right. And that shift can actually make a huge difference, not just in your own mind, but in the energy you put out into the world.
It's like becoming a magnet for good things. I like that.
Me too. And another thing you can do is surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with, the things you read and watch, it all has an impact.
So it's about being mindful of your environment, creating a space that supports your growth.
Exactly. If you want a positive subconscious mind, you got to create a positive environment for it to thrive in.
That's such a great way to put it. It's like you're curating your own mental ecosystem.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And it really shows how much power we have to shape our own reality. You know, one thing that really resonated with me in Signer's book was his emphasis on personal responsibility.
Yeah, he doesn't let us off the hook for our own choices.
Right. It's easy to blame our past or our parents or even society for our problems. But Signer reminds us that we ultimately have the power to choose how we respond to all of that.
So we're not victims, we're co-creators of our own reality.
Exactly. We didn't choose our initial programming, but we get to choose how we rewrite those scripts.
That's so empowering. It reminds me of that quote, "The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be."
That's a perfect way to sum it up. Signer's book has really given us a lot to think about.
It has. It's opened my eyes to the power of the subconscious and all the ways we can work with it. And honestly, I'm feeling really inspired. Like, if we can just become more aware and make conscious choices, we can create the lives we want.
That's the whole point, isn't it? Recognizing our power and taking responsibility for the reality we create.
It's been such a fascinating journey exploring all of this. Thanks for being such a great guide through Signer's work.
You're welcome. It's always fun to dive into these topics with you.
And to all of you listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Remember, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep growing. And like Signer says, assume nothing is truth and question everything.